Does it feel like the only way to sell is to do weird, sometimes creepy things that kind of put people off? Yeah, I've been there, which is exactly why I created Stay Close to the Money, a free resource that offers you 37 stupid easy ways to grow your revenue without being salesy, sleazy, or questionably moral. This free guide is available on my website and in the links in the show notes, so make sure you go download it so that you can start making more money today.
Welcome back to the newest episode of Strategy Snacks. I'm your host, Frenchy Frenzy, and I'm a growth strategist and thought partner who will help you learn important business growth lessons the easier way. Get them hand-delivered in these short, easy-to-action segments. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Strategy Snacks. I'm Frenchy Frenzy, and I am so excited today because we are joined by Brenda Winkle, who is an energy healer for high performers. Did I get that right? I think I got that right.
Yeah, you did. Hi, Frenchy. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. I got to meet you when you joined Media Genius, which was a media visibility event that we hosted in New York, me and Adela hosted in New York. And you just, as someone who has always been, what's the word, a little bit like skeptical of a lot of energy work, because I just feel like it's one of those worlds where there can just be like a lot of frankly, bullshit floating around. I'm always like, oh, another energy healer. Like, what am I getting myself into? And so when I got to meet you and just your presence and the way you showed up in the room just like lit me up. And I was like, oh, she is the real deal. And I am so lucky to have met her. So I'm so glad you're here. And I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit more about you.
Oh, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. You're right. There is a lot of bullshit in the energy healing world. And so it means a lot to just receive what you said. So I'm just letting that roll through my system. It feels really good. Thank you. So I am an energy healer for high performers, and I help people amplify, elevate, and really sink into their soul's mission, helping them to get their message out into the world. And so I do this through breath work, somatic coaching, and energy healing. And I host a podcast called Your Yes-Filled Life.
I love that. Your Yes-Filled Life. Okay, wait. So let's just start there. I know. I have my questions. We're going to get to them. But I just happen to know Brenda very well. I've had the privilege of getting to know her, of getting to experience her work. And so I can't help myself. So talk to me a little bit more. Like, how do you define a yes-filled life? What does that mean? What does that look like? And how do I get it?
I love this question. So you know that feeling when you get your fists up in the air and you say, yes.
Yes, I do.
That's the yes-filled life. And so in order to get to the yes-filled life, we have to be really discerning about what we're saying yes to. And we have to build the capacity to say no to the things that aren't a fit for us. Mm. And so like when I think about how we met at the Media Genius event, that mm-hmm. was a full body yes for me. Right. It was so exciting. And the way that you hosted it so eloquently, and it was in a beautiful space, and the content was literally life-changing. My business trajectory changed completely after that event. And I'm just so grateful.
Right. And you knew you had that yes moment. Hands in
the air. That's
it.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So I guess another follow-up question, because like we said, right, the skepticism can run deep. Talk to me a little bit about in your work, what does energy healing look like? Like what modalities do you use and how are you working with people?
So I was an educator for 26 years and I really value science. I value structure. I value strategy. And so I weave a lot of that into my energy work because I know that our structured minds, the logical parts of our brains need something to ground into. And so I offer a lot of really sound science that's been around, interestingly, for hundreds of years. So energy medicine first came about in like the 1880s, and breath work has been around since before recorded history. And so all of these healing modalities have been around a long time, and now there's science to prove it. And so there's new research studies coming out all the time. And I'm such a nerd. I have Google alerts set for breath work, somatic coaching, somatic healing, all those things so that I'm staying up on the science as it comes out. And so,
yeah.
So there's the science piece of it, which helps reduce any skepticism. It helps reduce that resistance that people have when I say mm-hmm. to their structured mind, here's what we're going to do and here's why it works. And then we do it. So the truth is our bodies, our whole energetic system stores information from our lived experiences. And mm-hmm. when we can just put awareness on those experiences, they begin to shift and heal and change. And so if I were to sum up what we do, we are healing unhealed parts of ourselves, whether those are child parts or protector parts, so that those little parts of us are not making the big decisions, especially in our businesses or our lives, because nobody wants an 8-year-old running their business.
Touche. Touche. Yeah. When my 8-year-old me is trying to run my business, I'm like, girl, calm it down.
Same. I'm like, okay, time for a walk.
That is awesome. And I think that so, you know, I think that it's, I love that what you bring is this grounded reality and science to it, because I think a lot of people want to believe that, you know, to use their words, this stuff works. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it's hard to know the woo. And it's hard to know how or why. And some stuff works better than others. And I think what I found particularly profound about your work is that I tend to be a little bit like mindset averse, right? And I think that's just because, like, I just personally don't believe that you like think your way through mindset blocks, right? Like,
totally.
I think you act your way through mindset blocks. Mm-hmm. And what I love about where you live is it's in this like really, it's like almost like in the Venn diagram of there's this huge like psycho-emotional piece, but there's also this like very action-oriented piece to it. And you mm-hmm. kind of like live right in the middle of those two spaces so that you are opening up like the space for people to overcome mindset blocks, but also to take action and move forward and make progress in the ways that they want to make progress in their lives and well-being.
Thank you for saying that. There's a lot of research to say mindset alone does not work mm-hmm. because you can't think your way out of a problem. And you can think positively, but if you're not actually getting to the root cause of what is causing behaviors that might be holding you back or sabotaging you, if you're not addressing those in the body, in the nervous yeah. system, there's a cap. You can only go so far. You got to get into the body to allow that healing to really take root.
I love it. I love it. And so I think this is a really good time to kind of dive into our strategy snacks question, because one of the things that I love about the show and about bringing guests like you onto the show is that you do all of this work and you're running a business. And I think that sometimes when you're an energy healer, people think that you're like, you know, Jesus, and you're just supposed to go around healing people and, you know, like doing it for free or whatever. And it's
right.
like, no, there's also the business side. There's also the life that you need to support, and both things go hand in hand. So mm-hmm. I kind of want to shift gears to really talking about your work in the lens of your business and your business journey after so many years as an educator. So for starters, talk to us a little bit, like, what was one of your biggest business wins or celebrations?
Okay. So I was stuck back on your statement about how it is to be a healer in a world where sometimes we have healer wounds that tell us we have to work for free. And so I'm going to come back to that in a minute.
Yeah.
So I was just giving that my system a chance to recognize that. And then to answer your question, one of the biggest wins is I finished my first full year as an entrepreneur. And it just feels so good after yeah. having the safety and security, quote unquote, of mm-hmm. the school system for all that time to go out on my own, to figure out my own insurance, my own retirement plan, my own income felt huge. And I'm just like ridiculously proud of that.
Yeah, as you should be, right? Like, just, I think that self-reliance is obviously not the ultimate goal, but there's something really empowering about creating and building something that is entirely ours.
Yeah. Yeah.
So wait, let's go back to kind of what we put a pin in, which is like that healers should be doing their work for free.
Exactly. So as an energy healer, I'm going to approach it from this standpoint. Everything is an energy exchange. Mm-hmm. And if there's not an energy exchange, we put ourselves into an energetic deficit, mm-hmm. which means that we're giving more than we're receiving. And so if you think about this from, let's say, something really tactical and tangible, think mm-hmm. about it as a pitcher of water. Yep. Okay. So if I'm pouring out from my pitcher of water into a glass, mm-hmm. and then I put my pitcher back on the counter and I don't refill that pitcher in some capacity, at a certain point, I'm not going to have anything left to pour into glasses.
Yep.
And so many times healers think, oh, I have this gift of healing, or I've just learned this healing modality and I just have to give it away for free because that's what I'm called to do. But we're ignoring the energy exchange. And that is imperative because if we're not allowing that energy exchange to complete the circuit, mm-hmm. you don't have enough energy to give.
Right.
And I'm realizing I didn't answer one of your questions about the types of energy healing that I offer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm certified as a trauma-informed Reiki master, an advanced theta healing practitioner, advanced clandestine technique. I'm certified as an advanced trauma-informed breathwork facilitator and a somatic coach. And I have a master's degree in educational leadership.
Okay. So it's okay. You're not really that qualified.
Right.
But exactly. I'm glad you're here. It's cute. So anyways, I think that, you know, that exchange, I think, is a really important piece because I think mm-hmm. that what people, tell me if this is true or not, I'm projecting, but people don't necessarily realize that the energy healing work is like, it goes both ways. Both people need to be invested in it. You can't fix someone who doesn't want to fix themselves. And fix is obviously not the word that we're looking for here, but let's just pretend we're talking about vases for a second. Like mm-hmm. you can't fix a vase that doesn't want to like be a vase anymore, you know? And so right. I think that having that level of investment on both ends is what yields the results. And it's tricky to me to have this conversation because I also realize this is how some people start to like manipulate the conversation of like, oh, so you need to charge a lot, but like, cause if not, I'm not going to get results and all that. But I also think like, let's just put that piece aside. In every other field, if someone is as credentialed and qualified as you are, we would expect to be spending mm-hmm. and like paying that person a fair rate for their experience and the work that they do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so why is it that so many of us bring our own doubts around it when it comes to something that's less tangible, I think?
I think there's a couple reasons. One is unhealthy money stories. Mm-hmm. And so we have stored in our nervous systems the money stories of our parents, of our partners, of the people that were around. And so we have these unhealthy money stories. The other piece is that it doesn't matter what you're charging, as long as there's an energy exchange that feels energy rich to you. You could charge nothing and have like, so there's no money exchange, but you're exchanging energies. So perhaps like maybe you're a Reiki practitioner and you exchange with a massage therapist. Mm-hmm. There's an energy exchange.
Right.
Where it gets really muddy is when the energy exchange isn't equal. Mm-hmm. And so that can get kind of crunchy. So just like caution, don't do only exchanges because you will eventually burn out because, you know, if you're not being compensated for what you're doing, you're going to lose motivation to do it.
Yeah.
And you're going to find something else to do it. And the other thing is, let's talk about sustainable wages. If you're charging $60 a session for your healing gifts, think about how many sessions you would have to hold in a week or a month in order to pay your bills.
Yeah.
It's not sustainable. And, you know, when we're talking about energy, if you're an energy healer, people are paying you for your energy, mm-hmm. which means that you need to prioritize your energy, which means you have to be taking care of yourself, creating space in your calendar to hold space for other people so that you can actually hold for them what they need to have healed. Because that is the thing. You're holding it for them. You're not healing it for them. You're holding the space. You're the facilitator.
Yeah.
And so that's the piece that a lot of people don't get, is that in order for me to really hold the space for your transformation, my energy is my number one priority.
Yeah. Yeah. That totally makes sense. So, you know, you spoke to this idea of like, are you actually charging enough? And that sort of thing. One of the questions I always ask on this show is, what's one of the hardest business lessons you've had to learn? And I'm curious if that was a hard lesson for you to learn, or if you already knew that lesson and there was something else. So I'd love to kind of hear your answer there.
Well, yeah, I definitely had to learn that lesson. That was, I mean, that $60 rate, that was my rate. That's why I chose that.
I had a feeling.
Yeah. So I definitely had to learn that lesson. But I think an even more important lesson was that if I'm going to follow energy, which I believe we all should follow our energy, when my energy is richest is when I hold appointments, not when it's convenient for the people. So in every single case that I had somebody say, I really wish you held sessions on a Saturday, or I really wish I could see you on a Sunday afternoon, they either, one, didn't want to pay for it, or two, never booked, without exception. And so the minute that I said, this is my calendar, these are my working hours, everything in my business shifted. Because there's almost this people-pleasing thing that we start out with in our businesses. And we think, oh, I've got to make sure my schedule works for everyone. But if we're doing that, we're depleting our own energy.
Yeah.
And so the minute I learned, and it was hard, it was really scary to set my own calendar that worked for me, I kept thinking, what if this really doesn't work?
Yeah.
But it does work. Because people can feel it when you log on at like 8 p.m. at night and you don't want to be there. They can feel it.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Okay. So all of this being said, I mean, God, there's just been so much goodness in this conversation. But what is one strategy snack that you want to share with our listeners? Business tip, energy tip, anything that you think any business owner really needs to have in their back pocket?
So I think that there's two, but they're related, and we're just going to call it energy generation. So one is create white space in your calendar. And by white space, I mean literally do nothing space. So even if that feels like really triggering for you, because you are used to being in the hustle, just set a timer for 1 minute and sit there and watch the timer count down. That white space is when you're going to have the divine downloads. That's when the ideas are going to come through. That's when you have the access to your higher self.
Yeah.
That white space is essential. And then that leads us to number two. Not all of us process information the same way. And so many of us were taught that we have to sit still and work. So we're like glued to our chair, glued to our desk, and then we're typing and we're, you know, huddled over the keyboard and we're working. And then we keep thinking, why am I not getting the creative ideas? It might be because you have a body intelligence you're not tapping into. So we've got three intuitive bodies. We've got the mental field in our head. We've got the emotional body, which lives just right outside the heart. And then we've got the intuitive body, which is just around the outside of the belly. For most of us, in order to activate that intuitive belly, we need movement. So build in movement breaks and move around even your desk. If you get stuck in an idea, just sometimes standing up, turning around, wiggling a little bit, and then sitting back down, it'll free that idea.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Also, when you talked about blank space, my first reaction was like, okay, but what do I do in that blank space? Which sounds like is not the point. So if anybody else felt that way, I'm going to try the timer trick, because I also don't know what to do. I don't know how to just not do anything. It's never, it's not in my bones.
We're not taught that. We're not taught that. I was I held the flag of the hustle culture at one point in life. I was like working 70 hours a week. So I totally resonate with the, what do you mean? Yeah. Do nothing for a minute. That seems like almost painful. But I promise that by the time you get done with 1 minute, you're going to feel like you can take a deeper breath.
Yeah.
You're going to feel like you have more access to the creative thoughts.
Brenda, you are amazing. You're incredible at what you do. You are just an awesome person that I feel very lucky to know. How can our listeners connect with you, find you, and get to know you more?
Thank you for having me, Frenchie. I so appreciate your mentorship and everything that I've learned from you. It's been an honor to be in your community and to work with you. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I am on Instagram at Brenda Winkle. I'm on TikTok at Brenda Winkle 111. And my website, which is probably the easiest way to get me, is brendawinkle.com because that has links to everything.
I love it. I love it. We will link all of that in the show notes so that you can connect with Brenda and really get to know more about her work. Check out the types of ways that you can work with her. It really is life-changing. And I'm so glad that you were here today. I'm so glad all of you had a chance to listen to this episode, and we'll be back soon with more Strategy Snacks. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Strategy Snacks. Head to the show notes for a full list of links and resources mentioned, and I'll be back next week with more bite-sized business advice.